Welcome to Figuring It Out, a podcast to help you master your craft and solve some of life's challenges, and to find joy in your personal and professional life. My name is Kevin England. I am a proud father, a lifelong entrepreneur, and the CEO of Onizon, a digital marketing, advertising, and media agency in Southern California, serving clients worldwide. In each episode, we'll share heartfelt stories and some practical advice from myself and other amazing guest speakers. So let's dive right in and figure it out together. So today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. And yes, those two words might be either scary or fascinating to you, really depending on your background. Having an IT background like I do, this field has been intriguing for me for years. And recently I had the pleasure of taking a Stanford University course on natural language processing and natural language understanding as it relates to artificial intelligence. Why, I have always been semi-involved in the science of AI. I had yet to take the time to really dive into the details and better understand the past, the present, and what the future might look like. So during my educational journey, I found a significant implication of how artificial intelligence has really just integrated its way into our lives. So in today's episode, I wanted to share with you what I learned about AI's history, why it's important, and where we are today. So I'm going to go back a little bit. Though you could probably retrace modern artificial intelligence back to the late 1800s with the amazing Nikola Tesla, AI really started in the 1950s with a British polymath named Alan Turing. Alan explored the mathematical possibilities of artificial intelligence. Some of you may have seen a movie, The Imitation Game, with Benedict Cumberbatch portraying Turing, which might give you a more modern reference to what I'm talking about and maybe who I'm talking about. Turing suggested that humans use available information, data, and invoke reason to solve problems and make decisions. So he thought, why can't computers basically do the same thing? He eventually went on to publish a paper called Computing Machinery and Intelligence, in which he proposed the imitation game, which is now later known as the Turing test. The 50s continued to focus on expanding thought leadership with computer science like Marvin Minsky and Dean Edmonds. These two individuals were responsible for building the first artificial neural network. I mean, leave it to humans to spend countless hours, days, nights, weeks, months, years to recreate our thought process and brain functionalities in machines. The term artificial intelligence was actually officially coined in 1955 in a proposal submitted by John McCarthy and a number of other colleagues, and I'm going to spare you the details of their names. A year later, their university workshop was deemed the official birthplace of AI. And many people say that John McCarthy is the father of AI. So if you're thinking about like Terminator 2, McCarthy is probably the equivalent of Dr. Miles Dyson, who created artificial intelligence in the Cyberdyne systems. Now through the 50s, the 60s, and into the 70s, artificial intelligence, the growth just expanded and the evolution expanded extremely rapidly. There were so many different milestones and accomplishments, like computer systems called like ELIZA, Dendral, Wabot, and even IBM's Big Blue. Each of these systems had their accomplishments and milestones and the relevance to further artificial intelligence. I'm gonna spare you too much of the detailed history lesson because I probably feel like I've already overwhelmed you too much as is. But it's pretty cool stuff and I encourage you to do your own research. I'll tell you though this, each of these systems is the foundation for modern uses of artificial intelligence that we use every day in things like Amazon Alexa and Siri and Google Assistant and so much more that uses AI. Each of these achievements in AI continued. So they continued from the 60s, 70s, all the way into the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, but at a much slower pace because government funding basically dried up due to lack of computing power and a whole bunch of scientists and engineers that had these lofty ideas that just basically couldn't hit their goals. This 30-year span was called the AI winter. And despite the popular, you know, Game of Thrones reference, only a few in the industry truly knew that winter was indeed coming. All right, so let's fast forward to modern times and where we are today with today's technology. We live in a world with vast amounts of big data and vast terabytes of information. And our computing power is so much greater in the palm of our hands. And the modern overarching goal of AI is to process and understand data and information at lightning speeds. I mean, things that would take our brains years to try to figure out. AI does it in seconds. I mean, you got to think about this, right? Search engine. You type into a search engine some information and you want an immediate response. Well, that's AI at its work. All right, in this regard, the application of artificial intelligence has been extremely positive across so many different industries, such as like things like technology and banking and marketing and even entertainment. We use it every day in our homes, on our phones, at work, and pretty much everywhere we go. Although AI is just like any other technology, it can be broken down into smaller pieces depending on really the desired application. Now you have to think of AI as like the toolbox that you keep in your house. When you need to, you know, tighten a screw on a kitchen cabinet, you go to the toolbox, you pull out a screwdriver. If you need to hang a painting or a picture, you know, you grab a drill or a hammer that's inside the toolbox. And each tool in the toolbox has a specific purpose and but can be used in all different ways. You know, it's the same for artificial intelligence. AI allows us to make more informed decisions, discover new information, and even help us to solve everyday problems. And that's just really scratching the surface on what it can do. If you ever use like that text editing software Grammarly, you know, or maybe like talk to a chatbot on a website, you've directly engaged with artificial intelligence. And you have to think of it that the individual, the human, and the machine no longer exist separately. But remember that the chatbot was programmed by an engineer and maybe even a marketer to act like a human being in responding to so many of your questions. In a recent report by one of our closest business partners, HubSpot, they found that artificial intelligence technologies, of course, are used every day, but people just don't realize it. You know, they surveyed over 1,400 consumers about AI and found that 63% didn't even know that they were using AI technologies. And I'm going to tell you, as a HubSpot partner, I can attest to the fact that their SaaS-based marketing platform regularly uses AI to assist in a plethora of marketing assisting features to help really guide our clients and their customers down a path or a journey. All right, so let's take a look at some of the benefits that AI is improving for customer experience. And I'm going to quote a Marketing Insider Group publication on how AI plays a role for digital marketers as we have now entered into MarTech generation. You know, and here are the five core different benefits that they found in AI for businesses. First of all, AI can hyper-personalize the customer experience by analyzing profiles. You have to think about that, right? You know, we can now analyze all different profiles across an industry and make decisions based on who those people are and serve up information and content that they need. AI also speeds up the production of certain types of formats or content like video. AI software can help decide what content to create and then when to distribute that content. I mean, this is great for marketers. You can tell me what people are engaging with, and then you can also tell me when I should actually send it out to them. This is great information that helps us to do our job better. AI can also process vast quantities of data and make accurate predictions based on patterns that emerge from it. So that's kind of cool. So in other words, you can tell me that if this person buys that, then the other person might buy something else, and I can now serve up that type of information. This is the stuff that AI provides to us on a daily basis. AI can also predict customer behavior and identify and nurture people based on what they want and what they desire. And we know that because we all shop on, you know, online, and after we shop online, we see that now it says, oh, by the way, people who bought this also bought that. And so they serve that up information up to you. And that's done every day. That's just artificial intelligence at work. In sales and marketing, our job is to understand our target audience, anticipate their needs, and serve them information and content about who we are, what we do, and what we represent, like our products and services. And our goal is to delight people and engage with them. Now, without this type of data and research that's provided by artificial intelligence, we just probably wouldn't be as successful in today's digital world. All right, so that's it, my friends. You know, that's just a modern overview of artificial intelligence with a brief little history lesson to go with it. Now, if you want to know more, I really do encourage you to do some research. And if you want to have some fun with it a little bit, you know, watch some of those cool movies like The Imitation Game, or Her, or my favorite, Ex Machina. In our next episode, I'm going to break down and discuss some of the, you know, most human-like AI technologies that we use every day. But before I sign off, I have another move your feet moment for this week. If you have a voice assistant, you know, such as Siri or Google Assistant or Amazon Alexa, I want you to go out, I want you to ask it some questions and see how it responds to those questions. It could be either simple or complex, and maybe even write this stuff down. And many of you might already do this on a frequent basis. You know, pay attention to how it responds. A cool thing would be try one against the other. That'd be kind of fun. If you don't have one of these technologies, then keep an eye out as you're surfing the internet on possible AI interactions throughout your day. I'm going to do the same thing. And again, thanks again for joining me today. And as always, keep figuring it out.